From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Donald Trump on Tuesday evening gave a brief televised speech making his case for funding for a border wall as the partial federal government shutdown stretches into its third week. It was the first time he had made a televised address from the Oval Office. The 9.5-minute long speech was rife with claims of rampant drug trafficking, criminals pouring over the border, and assaulting and violently killing Americans, none of which is true. His speech was so riddled with lies and exaggerations, as was expected, that media outlets spent more time fact-checking it than analyzing it. Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer issued their response to the speech, as did Senator Bernie Sanders. It is unclear if the speech had any impact. The New York Times reported that even Trump didn't think it would help, but he acted on the recommendation of his advisors. We turn now to Astrid Silva. She is the executive director at Dream Big Nevada. Welcome to the program, Astrid.
Thank you for having me.
So, as a journalist, it's really difficult for me to figure out whether or not I cover this major speech by President Trump. It was the first time that he gave a speech from the Oval Office. It's news. We have to cover it. At the same time, that's exactly what he wants. How do you decide whether or not to pay attention to a president who everybody knew would spew lies and misinformation?
Well, as an undocumented immigrant, it's very difficult to decide if I'm going to listen or not. And, I chose to not watch it live. I didn't want to have all the, because we knew it was going to be lies. So I just followed up afterwards because it's still important as a person who wants to be, involved in what's happening to know what he's saying. But at the same time, we know he's going to say the exact same things over and over again. So it was very difficult because it continues to undermine our community.
So at the risk of validating what he claimed, it's, I think, important for us to maybe point out the absurdity of it. Here is probably the most single most important part of the speech that he gave Tuesday night, where I think there was the greatest concentration of lies and exaggerations. Here is Donald Trump on Tuesday night.
Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
And that is President Donald Trump speaking on Tuesday night at a live televised address from the Oval Office. Astrid, he said that the southern border, was basically where vast quantities of illegal drugs were pouring in. I mean, some of these claims that we just heard are just incredible. 4,000 violent killings, 30,000 sex crimes, 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records. Do you think anybody bought it?
Oh, completely. I'm sure there's people that, especially from his supporters, that are completely right now going, yes, he's completely right. And I think that's what's dangerous in all of this. I don't think so much the danger is the immigrants that are coming. I don't think the danger is the immigrants that are here. The danger is the rhetoric that he is spreading, the misinformation. We know that over the past few days, there have been members of his own staff who have been called out for having wrong information. And I think that's the most important thing we need to do. We need to call it out, that what he's doing is spreading not only ill will towards the immigrant community, but he's really putting us in danger by making these false claims.
So, Riot, you were, I think, referring to what Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Kirstjen Nielsen have claimed even before Trump's speech, where they would conflate this issue of national security and the threats here in the United States with what was happening at the border. But when reporters pressed them, they sort of had to admit that the two weren't related. And yet, of course, Trump keeps doing what he did. I wonder what you think about the fact that he admitted to members of the media at a private off-the-record lunch, as per the New York Times, that he didn't even think that any of it would work. The New York Times said, in an off-the-record lunch with television anchors hours before the address, he made clear in blunt terms that he was not inclined to give the speech or go to Texas to visit the border, but was talked into it by advisors, according to two people briefed on the discussion. So even he didn't really feel like doing this. Is this Stephen Miller's work?
Right. I believe this is what's happening, is the people surrounding him who have been anti-immigrant from the beginning, who have been spreading this hate towards our community. This is them getting what they want, and he's going along with it. He's complicit in what he's doing, whether he wants to do it or not, or claims he doesn't want to do it. He is the president. He has the ability to say, no, I'm not going to do this. But at the same time, there he is. And also, you know, I think that it takes us back to 2014. President Obama did the 2014 DAPA announcement, and there was no breaking news on that. There was no interruption on it. And that to me was, you know, it was a very special moment for me. President Obama mentioned me in his speech, unbeknownst to myself, and our community was so happy with that. But here we are getting interruptions to the normal schedule just for this hate speech. And that's what it is. It's hate. We've proven many times that this is the lowest number of people that have actually been crossing into the United States in decades, you know, that undocumented immigrants commit less crimes than natural born citizens. It's just continuously putting our community in a bad light. And I think, again, I think that his supporters are 1,000% behind this and completely believe him.
One of the things that Trump said in his speech was how immigration, quote, strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. How do you respond?
Well, this coming from the man who's shutting down the government because he's throwing a fit. People are not able to pay for their bills. You know, the trash is piling up here. I live in Nevada, and we have communities gathering to clean up the public parks and things that are affected during the shutdown. And now he's trying to say, well, immigrants are the ones that are taking the jobs. He's himself taking people's jobs. And to just pit communities against one another, it's what he's done. It's what he's good at. And it's our job as community leaders, as community members, to say this isn't what's happening. Immigrants are not, you know, changing the way of life. They're not making anything deteriorate. They're actually, we contribute to this economy. We contribute to the culture of the United States. We contribute in so many positive ways. And he is continuously just trying to build these, not only his physical wall, but he's trying to build these walls within our communities as well.
And it seems to me that by bringing up African Americans and Latinos, he's trying to pit communities against one another. It reminds me of the State of the Union address that he did, where he trotted out these grief-stricken Black parents of children who were killed by allegedly MS-13 gang members as a way to make the case for his immigration policies. Another thing that he did during his speech on Tuesday night was talk about how much he cared about migrant women and children, where he talked about the fact that they are preyed upon by traffickers and some of the incredible hardships that they go through. I mean, I don't know how he, I guess, mentioned all of this without even the slightest hint of irony, given what our country has done to migrant women and children.
You know, he is constantly saying about these rapists and these people that, you know, it's something that hasn't even been proven. But yet the people in the detention centers where children are being kept, haven't had background checks. We've had how many child molesters have been found to be working in these facilities where these children are left unsupervised with them. And his worry is what's happening to them. Instead of sitting here and trying to divide communities and doing all these horrible things, he should think about what he's doing by putting these kids in these detention centers, by keeping them there, by separating them from their parents. If he actually cared about these women and children, he wouldn't be putting them in cages. He wouldn't be putting them separately from each other. He would just make sure that there's a solution and that these legal asylum seekers are able to actually get the appointments, the interviews that they need to be getting to, instead of just jailing them and using us again as just a rallying point. You know, it's what the wall is. It's lock her up. He just likes sound bites. He likes to be on video saying these things. And, you know, all this wall, the wall is for him is a giant monument to himself. It's just, you know, I'm surprised he's not shaping it out to look like him, because this is what it is. It's just a vanity project for him.
So let's talk about the other aspects, the other responses to Trump. So Trump gave his speech. It was announced before he gave a speech that Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would respond. And I want to play some excerpts from their speech. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stood side by side and gave what many said was a very stiff response. But here is Pelosi followed by Schumer.
We all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values. We can build the infrastructure and roads at our ports of entry. We can install new technology to scan cars and trucks for drugs coming into our nation. We can hire the personnel we need to facilitate trade and immigration at the border. We can fund more innovation to detect unauthorized crossings. The fact is, the women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge. A challenge that President Trump's own cruel and counterproductive policies have only deepened.
Make no mistake, Democrats and the president both want stronger border security. However, we sharply disagree with the president about the most effective way to do it. So, how do we untangle this mess? Well, there's an obvious solution. Separate the shutdown from arguments over border security. There is bipartisan legislation supported by Democrats and Republicans to reopen government while allowing debate over border security to continue.
And that is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Before him, we heard House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. One of the things that, Astrid, that Nancy Pelosi talked about was all of the ideas that Democrats have to enforce immigration laws, which I just thought was a bizarre time to raise the issue of the border wall. If you listen to what just she has to say, it sounds like she's saying, we're against the border wall specifically, but we're not against many of your other ideas, Trump. And then, of course, Schumer wanted the debate. His point was that he wants the debate on immigration enforcement to continue, but he just wants Trump to end the shutdown and fund all other parts of government besides the Department of Homeland Security. Did you find their responses lacking?
I mean, I don't know if it's lacking. I think our families have been through this with Democrats and Republicans for the past however many years. I think at this point you are dealing with a child who's throwing a tantrum. And I think that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are stepping in. And, you know, the fact that they did it side by side, I think to me, you know, it really shows that at this point they're just saying, look, mom and dad are here and you need to start negotiating with us. Whether it's everything I want or whether it's nothing of what I want, I think at this point, you know, we're seeing families suffering, and not just immigrant families anymore. These are American citizens who work for the government, and he's keeping all of us hostage. Like, he's keeping a percentage of Americans hostage because of these wills that he wants to have done. So do I think that it was lacking? I think that, you know, there's definitely a lot more to be desired, but at the same time, it's also the situation we're dealing with. We have to deal with a man who, at this point, has shown that, you know, he's going to listen to his advisors. He's going to listen to the circle around him. And no matter what, he's going to listen to himself. So we really need to have these conversations at this point. And if they don't include him at this point, you know, if it's just going to have to go through Congress and the Senate and then see where it goes, it's just what's going to have to be done.
Now, Trump did meet with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on Wednesday, and news has emerged that Trump essentially stormed out of a meeting with Pelosi and Schumer. The New York Times reported that he slammed his hand on a table and stormed out of a White House meeting with congressional leaders on Wednesday, and then just tweeted, "Left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked, what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up? Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye. Nothing else works." I think the description you were giving earlier of a spoiled child having a tantrum is quite apt, and he just helped confirm that.
I mean, he confirms it every single time with all of the actions he's taken. Mm-hmm. To be told, he's sitting here, that both the Speaker of the House and Chuck Schumer are sitting there talking to him and saying, you know, here's what we're willing to give, here's what we're not. Like I said earlier, it may not be something I agree with, it may be something I agree with, but at the same time, they're just starting to at least have these negotiations with him, which is what it comes down to. It comes down to compromise and figuring out what they're going to move forward on. And instead, he slams the door and walks away. That's not what a leader does. That's not what a president of the United States should do. No matter how difficult it gets, this is where he has to stand in there. And if he cares so much about these women and these children at the border, then this is the time to start talking about what it is that he needs to do. But instead, he just walks away. And I mean, that continues to just show us what the type of person and leader he is.
Right. I'm wondering what you make of Senator Bernie Sanders's response. He posted, also did a live response run on social media platforms. And I want to just play a short clip of what he had to say on Tuesday night after Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer spoke.
It is heartbreaking that almost 11 million undocumented people living in this country, the overwhelming majority of whom are hardworking and law-abiding, worry every day about being deported and separated from their loved ones. Sadly, what President Trump is trying to do is to create fear and hatred in our country. Instead of trying to bring us together as a people, he is trying to divide us up. And in the process, divert our attention away from the real crises facing the working families of this nation. President Trump, you want to talk about crises? At a time of massive income and wealth inequality.
And that's Senator Bernie Sanders doing his response during an online live stream on Tuesday night to Trump's border wall speech. How important, Astrid, was it for him to simply acknowledge the tremendous suffering of undocumented immigrants, which is what he did? I thought nobody else, you know, neither Pelosi nor Schumer nor Trump really got that point sincerely across. But then he also pointed out how all of this is essentially being used to divide people at a time when there's great wealth inequality.
Yeah. And I think it's important for the leaders like Senator Sanders to come out and talk about this. But this is where we need all of our leaders to step up. You know, there has to be more than just talking on videos. We need them to go in there and say, we need to make the negotiation. And I know that they're doing it. But again, we're dealing with somebody who doesn't want to actually talk about this. But it's important for us as the immigrant community to know that there is somebody who cares about it. And whether in this situation of Senator Sanders talking about it, this is more than just percentages. This is more than just numbers at the border. This is our families. These are human beings that are being transported across the country, without any money. These are people that are being transported across the country by, you know, what he mentioned a few weeks ago with the coyotes, where he didn't even know exactly what it was. But these people are struggling. They're coming through country after country to get to the United States, and then they're being held hostage again. Everybody's just being held hostage. And I think even some of his supporters, because they're so aligned with what he's saying, that they don't realize what it's really doing to not only the United States, again, as our community being united or divided, but on the global platform, the United States has always been a leader in what to do. And right now, I think what we're showing is that it's quite embarrassing for our leader to walk out of a room.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman congresswoman from New York, spoke on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC with her response. A point she made, which I think is really interesting and you don't hear too many others making, is linking how the president is attacking undocumented immigrants at the border at the same time as he is reducing avenues for legal immigration. Here is Ocasio-Cortez.
Moreover, even if you are anti-immigrant in this country, the majority of immigrant overstays, the majority of the reason that people are undocumented is visa overstay. It's not because people are crossing a border illegally. It is because of visa overstay, which, mind you, he's talking about legal immigration. He's trying to restrict every form of legal immigration there is in the United States. Mm. He's fighting against family reunification. He's fighting against the diversity visa lottery. He's fighting against almost every way that people can actually legally enter this country.
And that's a short excerpt of what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the New York congresswoman, said on Tuesday night on MSNBC responding to Trump's speech. What do you make of her framing, which we seem to just not hear often enough, about how legal immigration is so restrictive now, already was restrictive, and now is being made further restrictive, seems to give lie to this claim by anti-immigrant advocates that people should just get in line instead of crossing without paper.
Right. And I think that's why it's so important, you know, the different responses, Senator Sanders, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, because every single one brings a different thing that our communities be affected by. People don't realize that right now with the shutdown, you know, I have lawyer friends who have been posting how their immigration clients are showing up to their court hearings. And some of them are being told, you know what, you don't have a court hearing today, but we don't know when it's going to happen next. So these people's lives, again, this is for immigration court, and you're being told show up, and then you show up and you're told come another day. That's backing that up, which is already a backed up system. And then you're telling people that are legal immigrants, you know, with citizenship, and this has been happening for several months now, people that have been applying for citizenship, this is some of the longest waits that have existed in a very long time. And you know, it's very difficult to say there's not a secret hidden agenda behind delaying people becoming citizens, but that's what's happening under this administration. And yes, under the shutdown, it's more prevalent, we can see it, but it's been happening since the inauguration where immigration issues have been delayed. Immigration paperwork has been delayed where it's been, you know, but of course to deport people that's being expedited, but not the actual people that are doing it legally.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Astrid, for joining us today and sharing your insight on these issues. We'll see how the shutdown continues. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Astrid Silva is the executive director of the organization Dream Big Nevada, and we've been talking about Trump's speech on Tuesday night about the border wall funding. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.